Let's Talk Sport with Brent Costello from Win TV. Good morning, mate.
Hey, Dan, how are you?
I'm okay, and I'm feasting on the games. I'm loving it.
I'm stressed out because I can't get my head around watching it all. Like, there's so many things to watch on the weekend, I didn't know where to look. But I did as best as I could, and it was great to watch all sorts of different things. I love watching some of the more unique sports as well, like the skateboarding, which has come on board, obviously, and things like that. It's been awesome.
Yeah, and I don't mind the crowds not being there. I thought it would be kind of boring, but it's not.
Yeah, I've noticed it, to be honest. Obviously got some artificial sound there make it sound like there is people there. So I haven't noticed it too much either. It's only a wide shot of a TV broadcast that you'd notice it probably. So, yeah, it hasn't been too bad at all.
Yeah, the only time I really noticed it was when our women's 4x100 freestyle relay team won the gold and broke the world record in the process. What an amazing swim. But when you get up to get your medal, obviously, then you sort of notice that there's no crowds there, you know?
Yeah, and that would be the hard part for the athletes, I guess, that part. Not so much when they're competing, but at the end of the race when they're getting the medals and things like that, wouldn't it? Because that's when you'd notice it the most, I suppose.
Yeah. All right, well, let's stay with the swimming. So we've got Titmus up against Ledecky today. What a race.
Yeah, look, I can't wait for it. It's amazing, isn't it, when you think all that work she's put in comes down to today, or one of the days anyway. This is going to be a huge moment. Obviously, Kate Ledecky's been the greatest of all time, so if Ariane can win today, it makes her right up there with the best, doesn't it? And just did enough in a heat last night, didn't try and burn too much energy. Time of 4 minutes, 1.66 seconds to be the third fastest qualifier. Ledecky's time was 4.00.45. So, yeah, look, it's all set up, but it's going to be awesome. Obviously, Ariane swam really well, 3.56 back at the Australian Trials last month. So, just can't wait for it, Darren. It's going to be unbelievable.
Yep, looking forward to that. Boomers had a fairly tough win over Nigeria in the basketball.
Yeah, I watched all of that game, actually. And, yeah, they certainly made them work for it. They got out to a lead at times, the Boomers, but they were dragged back in by the Nigerian side, and they were hitting threes left, right and centre. And there were so many turnovers in that game too from both teams.
But yeah,
to the Boomers' credit, they reassessed things at half-time, came out and got the job done pretty comfortably in the end, didn't they? So I think their next game's on Wednesday, then another one on Saturday. So a bit of a gap between so they can regroup and re-energise. But, yeah, a good start for them.
Yeah. Hockey Roos also had a win. They look good.
Yeah, they do. Yeah, absolutely. The Kookaburras as well. They're both stars and taught really well. Great to see Josh Belts from a Tasmanian perspective score in that game for the Kookaburras last night. So it's his first Olympics. Only found out he was going to be in the team a week or so ago, and here he is scoring at an Olympic game. So really exciting stuff.
All right, just for me going forward. So our men's team is called the Kookaburras.
Correct.
And the women's team is the Hockey Roos, or what?
Correct.
Yeah. Okay, well, I meant to say...
Going well.
All right, very good. Let's see. Oh, we've got Daniel Watkins into the semis of the K1 Canoes.
Yeah, we do. So he had a bit of a tough start yesterday, but got himself back on track to make the semis, which was really good. And also from a Tasmanian... Oh, that's coming up this afternoon, by the way. And also from a Tasmanian perspective today, Jake Birtwistle is in the triathlon, and that's on as we speak. It just started 10 or 15 minutes ago. So if you had a loose end this morning, get around the triathlon because he's a sniff for a medal, I'd suggest.
Yeah. All right, we might leave the games there and move on to footy. So I was top of the table on the weekend, Bulldogs and Melbourne. Did you watch that game?
Yeah, I was in and out of it, so I was sort of flicking between that and the game. So it's going to be the story of the next couple of weeks, I reckon, just sort of darting around different sports. But I did see a bit of it, and as I suspected, I think I said on Friday, I think the Bulldogs will win that game, and that's exactly what happened. Melbourne just seemed a little bit off the pace at the moment to me, and while they were in it at times, so the Doggies were outstanding, I thought. And now, top of the table, by percentage, about 7% ahead of Geelong now. Melbourne dropped to third. They're 2 points behind those top two now. So, they need to turn things around pretty quickly, the D's, or they're going to slip. The season's going to slip away from them. They're still 6 points ahead of, top four spots, so they're still okay. But I just think the last month or so, they just haven't been quite where they have been earlier in the season.
Mm. All right, let's go to TSL. What's happening there?
Yeah, no real surprises over the weekend. We saw Clarence get through Glenorchy by 25 points at KG5. A real close one down at Skybus Oval. For the second time in a row, actually, these two teams have played a couple of thrillers this year. This was a two-point win to Lauderdale. And North Launceston were tested by North Hobart there at one stage at North Hobart Oval. They were going pretty well, the Demons, early, but in the end, North Launceston kicked away to win by 36 points.
Yep. NPL, Devonport Strikers, another win. They're going great, 3-0 over Olympia. So well done, Strikers. Now, cricket in the West Indies, so we had that game called off the other day, but they got underway for the second ODI on the weekend, and the Windies have levelled that up.
Yeah, and well done to Riley Meredith, who made his debut, only bowled the five overs, went for about 36 runs, I think it was, in the end. But the next game, the third and final game, is now scheduled for tomorrow morning, 4:30 a.m. So just something else we've got to set our alarm for, Darren. I'm trying to squeeze into our TV schedule, but good they got the series, hopefully get the series completed, because it did look a bit shaky there a few days ago.
Yeah, Aaron Finch has come home, by the way, with that injury, so Alex Carey will be the captain for the next game. And then they move to, where do they go to? Scheduled for Sri Lanka, is that right?
Bangladesh,
right.
After that, yeah.
All right, thanks for that, mate, and we'll catch you on WinTV tonight from 5:30.
Okay, mate, cheers.